something for the weekend. It's Trina Myrie here. Christmas just around the corner and a time single people can dread because so many are going home for the Christmas dinner. They're going to be seeing their aunties and their uncles and their mum and dad and their granny, and all the family seem to be very interested in other people's love lives. Isn't that the case? So Dr. Caroline West is here. She is a relationship expert and she's going to talk you through how to avoid those awkward questions or how to answer them. Now, it's something that people dread, isn't it, Caroline?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like this big rock that you have to climb over in order to get to your Christmas turkey. The research from Bumble shows that a quarter of people would be anxious around that. And I can't really blame them. You know, your auntie and your granny asking questions about your love life. No one wants to deal with that on Christmas Day.
The one that they always come out with is, are you still single? As if you've been left there on the shelf and nobody wants you. And the truth is, a lot of people, number one, choose to be single. And then an awful lot of people who are also single are dating, but they just haven't kind of settled for anybody.
Yeah, and you know, it's a very different time, we have to remember as well. You know, our grannies and stuff, they would be married off quite young in Irish culture, so it would be unusual to them. So we can give them a little bit of kindness there, but I think it's important to remind them that, oh, you don't want to see me settle down with just anybody. I want to wait for, you know, the right person to come along. The world of dating might be very different to what they were used to, but I think, you know, reminding them that you're being choosy and that's okay. And also, it's okay to be single. You know, you don't have to be in a relationship to be valid, you know, and to have a good life as well. So I suppose just reminding them that, oh, you wouldn't want any old, you know, person coming along for Christmas dinner next year. You want a good person coming along.
A friend of mine was telling me a good one, how her family sat her down and said to her, now, if you're into women, it's fine. And she was like, I'm not. I just haven't got a boyfriend, you know.
At least they're open and accepting, I suppose.
Exactly. Another one that comes up quite a bit, you're too fussy.
You know what, it's viewed as if it's a bad thing, and it's not. You know, it's the whole expression of, oh, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah, but it doesn't mean you like all the fish in the sea, you know. So it's a good thing to kind of wait rather than just saying yes to the first person that comes along. The research from Bumble shows that over half of people are feeling like they're being consciously single. It's not just kind of jumping at the first person that comes along. They're actually waiting to see, this person, you know, we do align on our politics, or we have different values or interests. We want to, you know, the same thing out of a relationship. And that's only a good thing. You know, we shouldn't view that as a negative thing.
And would you encourage people to answer the question, though, or would you tell them to mind their own business?
Oh, it's a hard one, because it depends on the relationship, you know, that you have with people as well. I think a lot of people just kind of change the subject sometimes. And at least with Christmas, there's a lot of subject matter to change. You know, we can distract people with our Christmas crackers or ask what's on the TV or change. Because not everyone is able to have that kind of confrontation.
Start coughing a lot, you know? So they think you have COVID.
Yeah.
And then they all clear the room. Have to go. Do you not want children is something that comes up, I guess, not just for people who are single, but for maybe, you know, couples who've been together a long time, or maybe even married couples who don't have children yet. And people can be very nosy and ask that too over Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, it's very difficult because, you know, people have things like miscarriages or fertility issues. So it could be a really harmful question and a hurtful question to ask someone. So, you know, I think we have to be mindful in ourselves not to ask that question. But maybe, you know, if that does apply to you, you just don't want to have a standard answer kind of prepared. You know, maybe say, oh, well, you know, we're overpopulated in the world as it is, and then change the subject or talk about a dog you're going to get or something like that, you know, because not everyone needs to know, well, actually, you know, this is a really difficult subject for us, or that you're having struggles, or that you just don't want kids. But maybe if you're a bit of a research nerd, you can pull out some of that research around why actually younger people are not having big families anymore as well. Depends on your approach to it. So yeah, distraction or else a stock answer is a good one.
You'll get nosy relatives who will ask you about what you're doing to find a mate. What kind of, are you dating online? Are you using the apps? Are you going out to, well, bars? I guess it doesn't really apply at the moment, does it? But it's been a really difficult couple of years, I guess, for people who are single trying to meet somebody. So a lot will be on dating apps.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a great way to meet people, you know, and it's not, it's, a bad thing anymore. You know, back in Irish society, it would have been a weird thing to use dating apps. It's just a regular part of everyday life. So if you have nosy family, like, why not get your Bumble app out and show them some of your matches and say, what do you think of this one? Or what about this? Or, I just matched with this person. What will we say? And they might get involved in the process then. And you never know. Then they can end up meeting that person in a few months or something, you know, if it all works out, or bring them to the Christmas dinner the year after.
Yeah, it's when to introduce new partners as well. Christmas time can be a good or a bad time to do it. You'd kind of feel a bit anxious, I guess, that will they be welcomed into the family? Will people be saying, oh, not mad about him? Or is it a good time to do that? Or would you tend to leave it till there's less pressure?
I think I would leave it, because, like, the cost of meeting, like, you know, maybe 10 people all at once who are all waiting to judge you, that's quite scary. That's a lot of stress. So maybe meeting the parents one time and then maybe meeting the siblings another time, like, break it up a little bit rather than everybody all at once. Although there are some people who, like, you know, they just want to rip the band-aid off and get it all done out of the way at first. So figure out, I suppose, what kind of person you are and try and arrange it that way, you know, so that you're not putting yourself in an anxious situation.
And have an exit plan ready. Oh, we have to be gone to his mother's by 5, so we better go. Always a good plan.
Definitely.
So there you go.
And bring a bottle of wine.
Well, thanks so much for that today. Dr. Caroline West there, she's a relationship expert, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the new year, if you'll come back, of course.
Absolutely. Of course. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.